Hey, did you happen to pick up a new Oculus Quest for the holidays? If so, I've got 5 games you can load into it, and you should. That's up next on Hands on Tech. Hands on Tech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Epson's EcoTank Printers. Now you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. Check out EcoTank Printers at Epson.com/EcoTankLeo. All right, so we're post-holidays, and I'm sure many of you have gotten the Oculus Quest. This happens to be one of, if not the most popular VR headsets right now, of course, because of the inside-out tracking, the fact that you don't have to have it plugged into anything. There's a whole lot of reasons why the Oculus Quest is so much fun and so powerful. And I went hunting. I did a little digging and found 5 cool games that have come out sometime within the last 6 months. So I tried to keep it relatively recent. And I found some great games for you to load onto your new Oculus Quest. Or maybe you've had one for a while. These are some games you should definitely check out. Now, the game that inspired this roundup in the first place for me is a new game to the Quest anyways called The Climb. And this is free solo rock climbing. That's the act of climbing the world's tallest rocks without any sort of tether whatsoever. Kind of perfect for VR when you think about it. The Climb emulates that experience by giving you 2 hands, of course. There's also an endless supply of chalk that you can use to be sure your hands stay in climbing condition and thus increasing your stamina. Stamina is really important in this game. And a huge number of just sprawling rock towers with ledges of all sizes sprinkled across in all directions. Jumping from a ledge requires a little bit of a practice skill. It takes a while to really master the jumping, but you can get it over time. And always keep at least one hand grabbing a ledge. But don't dangle that way for too long, or that stamina that I was talking about is going to deplete, and down you go. And the fall, by the way, is jarring the first dozen times you experience it. It kind of feels a little real, but replay value is high. There's tons of rewarding challenges. You also get swag like gloves, motivational bracelets, and even watches. And the game does a great job allowing for full customization of things like skin color and hand types for both men and women. Now, my arms get pretty tired playing this game. You know, kind of like a real rock climber. It's called The Climb, and you should check it out.
You are not qualified to perform repair. Tower down.
So how do I best describe the frenetic fun of Robo Recall Unplugged? In some ways, I feel like I'm living inside of a cheesy 80s action movie, and that appears to actually be the point. This game is all about fast-paced, frenetic gunplay, where you are dispatched across a number of sprawling cityscapes in an effort to recall and destroy waves of rogue robots running amok. Now, they're going to run at you, they fall from the sky, they fly, they crawl, every kind of robot you can think of, and they're all there to keep you from destroying them with your ever-growing arsenal of firepower. Now, when you run out of ammo, all you do, you simply reach down to your waist, and another gun awaits you with a full round ready to roll, but you can also take their weapons and use them against them, which is really fun. It kind of broadens the weaponry in the game. Now, each level has a series of challenges that, yes, includes a high bot-e count, get it? But also, in some cases, simply collecting as many robots for analysis back in the lab. Let's think of that as like your more peaceful approach. As far as shooters go, this game is an absolute blast. It really gets the heart racing. Personally, I appreciate that it doesn't take itself too seriously. And the fact that I'm destroying robots instead of humans makes me feel just a little bit better about myself inside the immersive lens of VR. It's Robo Recall Unplugged.
Robo Relay is taking damage.
Go.
So I'm a big fan of racket games, so Racket NX caught my attention pretty easily. And when I grabbed this one, I quickly realized that this feels like a racket game from the world of Tron. Racket NX places you on a platform in the center of a vast enclosed dome room that's covered floor to ceiling with these giant panels that kind of shift in form and function. It's a little psychedelic. Some interconnected panels act as the ultimate target in the game. That's what you're shooting for. You're trying to get rid of those. Some other panels add time to your gameplay, and other panels take that time away. There's also directional shifters, teleport panels, and a whole lot more hiding in there. Now, standing on the center platform, you're armed with a single futuristic racket that you use to hit the flying ball with force, hopefully, into the dome walls to hopefully eliminate the desirable panels and avoid the penalty panels. It's an arena sport from the future, and there's even a multiplayer option for both cooperative and competitive play. That's a lot of fun when the network cooperates. This game is an experience all its own. I just can't stop playing it once I start. Though, word to the wise, definitely clear some space in your room and use those wrist straps. This game gets physical. It's called Racket NX. This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Epson. Now you can kiss expensive ink cartridges goodbye. Epson's EcoTank comes with a ridiculous amount of ink, so you can print thousands and thousands of pages. It has supersized, easy-to-fill ink tanks, which means you will never hassle with buying or changing ink cartridges again. It's revolutionary, and it's changing the way people print. Less frustration and more time to work on business tasks that matter. Transform the way your home or office prints and do away with out-of-ink frustration. Go to Epson.com/EcoTankLeo and just fill and chill. Epson, exceed your vision. And up next is a new release called Pistol Whip. This is a fast-paced action rhythm game that feels kind of like a mixture of Superhot VR, my favorite VR game, and Beat Saber, everyone else's favorite VR game. You're given a gun and unlimited rounds while being placed on a track that moves forward at an even and swift pace, kind of like you're standing on a fast-moving sidewalk. The scene draws around you in real time, and while it does so, it reveals walls, hanging objects that you're going to have to dodge to keep from slamming into them. But that's honestly the least of your worries. All around you are fast-running bad guys with guns that materialize out of thin air. And you shoot them before they shoot you, basically. Often, one bullet isn't even enough. You're going to have to keep hitting them with bullets. And you can even pistol whip them when they get too close for a nice thwap on the head. Now, things get really challenging when you realize that your kills should be made to the beat of the song. And let me tell you, a few rounds of this game on a higher difficulty level, your heart's going to be pumping furiously, just like mine was. It's called Pistol Whip. Finally, I was holding a VR party at my house the other day and needed a good party game to keep everyone involved at the same time. And Akron, Attack of the Squirrels, was the perfect choice. It was an absolute blast. One lucky person gets to experience what it's like to be a tree. You've always wanted to be a tree, right? In virtual reality. The rest of the party, from 2 to 8 players, plays as individual squirrels using their smartphones to do it. They just download the Akron app on their smartphone and tap into the same game room that the VR headset is located. And once all that housekeeping is done, the game is on. Now, as a tree, you can do a number of things. You can throw a variety of projectiles at the incoming squirrels. All those projectiles do different things, of course, maybe slowing them down or taking out a bunch of them. You must do so effectively. Otherwise, those squirrels are going to grab the golden acorns that you have at the base of the tree and take them back to their base. It's essentially capture the flag, but in this case, you're capturing the acorns. Now, squirrels also have their own special capacities like digging trenches, building ramps, running at speed, that sort of stuff. In the party setting, this game easily pleases everyone at once, and no one feels left out of the fun. It's just a really fun game. You gotta check it out. It's called Akron Attack of the Squirrels. So there you have it, 5 awesome games to load on, kind of ranging from the shoot 'em ups to more of the arcade style, some family-friendly stuff. The cool thing about the Oculus Quest is there's so much development happening for it right now. So there's new titles around the corner each and every day. Something new is being released, and there's a lot to get excited about. So don't be surprised if I return with another roundup of cool games for the Oculus Quest. I'm Jason Howell, and you can find my reviews, of course, here, but also reviewing Android devices with All About Android and talking to cool people on Tech News Weekly each and every week here on twit.tv.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.